Hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we just love to talk about on Ye Olde Bravs, everybody. I'm Ronnie, and that's Ben over there. Hi, Ben.
Hey, Ronnie, what's up?
How you doing, baby?
I'm doing so well. Are you getting any sort of delay with me? We were having some tech issues right before this started. Do I sound crisp and clear and alert?
You sound just fine, Ben.
Oh, good.
You sound very handsome.
Stop that. Well, so, Ronnie, what
everybody,
is going on
welcome
world?
To. Well, nothing great, okay? Because we got some very bad news in the Bravo universe yesterday. Thank God someone's going to report on it.
Oh, my goodness. We got some late breaking news.
Yep.
From the world of Bravo, and who is coming to the podium, Ronnie? It looks like we're in a press conference. Who's coming to the podium?
Oh, my God. I think that's Leanne Locken coming up. Wow, Leanne. Leanne.
Oh, my God. Hello.
Hi. It's me, Deandra Simmons. Leanne, do you have anything to say about Real Housewives of Dallas being, well, they're not calling it canceled. They're saying that it was put on pause. But you know what? I don't believe that. I think it was canceled. And do you have anything to say about that? And do you think it was your fault?
Well, thank you to the slut in the front row there who's wearing some sort of ill-befitting costume here at this press conference. I just have to say that it breaks my heart to see the show that I carried for four seasons be killed.
Oh, sure. Okay, great. Well, thanks a lot for everything you did for starting to bring this show down, mother!
I'm just sorry that Deandra was not able to maintain the quality of the show without me. Because if it weren't for me and my hands, and sure, they're just hands, but they work quite well to craft the most magnificent show of all time. And without me, it has died. It has died, and for that, I am sorry and blame my mother.
Oh, my God. Look, someone else is coming to the podium.
Oh, my God. Who is it? Who is it?
It looks like it's Cameron Westcott. Mm-hmm.
Hi, Cameron Westcott. This is this is Ben from Watch What Crappens. I was wondering, do you think that maybe some of the tweets of you and your family contributed to the demise of this series?
Well, girl, first of all, I want to say that I have not been canceled, okay? I'm still here. I still have my same table at the country club, and I'm going to be there. So if anyone wants to try and make me separate from my family because of COVID and make us sit in different places, then you better think twice, or my husband will go on Twitter and call you a drunk and say you're not fit to be a waiter at the country club anymore. Okay.
I have a question. This is Diane Sawyer from ABC News. And my question is,
I don't know you.
Do you feel like you were the victim of white racism?
You know, people are allowed to be racist against white, rich people right now. And I think it's very, very unfair. Okay. We're the only people that you're still allowed to be racist against. Girl.
All right, enough of this. Okay, I need to come up here and talk about why this show has truly been canceled. It is because my daughter has lived a life of ill repute. She did drugs, and she went to a shaman.
Mother.
And I think we can all understand that she drove her naked morning into the grave. Okay, so for that reason, this show should be canceled just the way she's canceled every other entrepreneurial endeavor she's ever embarked on. Thank you very much.
And I will tell you something else. Dandra thinks she can get up. You know when I first tried to cancel Dandra? When she was 2 years old and took a Malamar out of my purse and then hid in the trunk of the car. You know, I thought that little girl was lost. They had social services over at my house saying, "Where is your daughter?" No one could find her for days until I started roasting hot dogs and she crawled back out of there and suddenly she was found. You know, that is the first day I almost canceled Dandra. And I will tell you this much. When she came crying to me and said, "Mama, my show has been canceled," I said, "I don't give a dog's rip, Dandra."
I think that your son-in-law is coming to the podium. Yeah, damn right he is. And I'm just here to say that to commemorate Real Housewives of Dallas wrapping up five seasons, Deandra and I are going to fuck in front of everyone.
Sorry, Jeremy. That's kind of gross. Please clear the stage because we need to make way for Brandy and Stephanie. Brandy and Stephanie. Hey, Brandy and Stephanie. It's me, Andy Cullen. Just wanted to say, hey, do you think that your potty mouths are the reason that people didn't want to watch this show anymore?
I love potties. I love potties.
Yeah, I love poop.
Poop is fun.
Poop is funny.
I think it's funny.
You know what? You can cancel what? Shows, but you know what you can't cancel?
What? Friendship.
Poop.
Poop. What if I'm can't friends with poop?
Can't cancel poop.
Can't cancel friendship with poop.
I love Poop's you. Always there. I love you. I love you. I love you, girl. I love you so much, girl.
I love you.
I love you, girl. I love you.
Oh, wait.
I have something to say about this.
So do I.
This is a situation. I would like to say I don't appreciate being fired when the show wasn't even coming back. That's like being fired from a mall that's been closed already. That's not fair to me. I would like to take that off of my LinkedIn. From now on, all my LinkedIn says is situation, jewelry design, and you're a snake.
This never would have happened if I wasn't put in the backseat of the car and DeAndre's car. And now, because I am so furious, I shall pour salsa all over Bravo Television. Ha!
I would like to say something, please.
Yes. Oh, Doc. Yes, Tiffany. Tiffany, yes, Tiffany. God. Okay, please. Please say something, Tiffany.
I just want to say that because of you fuckers, I gave up a cushy job at the hospital and lost the respect of my peers for what I thought would be several seasons of fame on Bravo. And because of you bitches, I've lost it all. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot.
Oh, my God. That's the racist. She's right there.
Right there.
Wow. Okay. That's the end of the press conference. Wow. So Real Housewives of Dallas is outie, eh?
Yeah. Guys, I have to say I'm bummed. I am actually bummed about this. I know that we are sort of in the minority of Bravo viewers. We have really enjoyed Dallas all along. And there have been a lot of people who are like, meh, or they say it's boring. A lot of people celebrated the demise of this show. Honestly, I like this show. I'm sad. I'm actually really sad that it's gone. You know, it had a rocky season. Again, I think we're in the minority in that we both enjoyed this past season. I don't know if our position as recappers, you know, affects how we view certain shows. But I'm actually like, I think this is a bummer.
Yeah, it's a bummer. But you know what the bigger bummer is that Cameron Westcott is an idiot. And is probably the reason the show is done.
I think so.
Because beyond even the shooting of the show, just the idiocy that was going on Twitter, where Cameron's husband was attacking Tiffany and calling her a drunk and adding the hospital, trying to get her fired. And then Sharp, yeah. The brother, was in it too, just torturing this woman on Twitter. You know, you people are fucking disgusting. And you did this, Cameron Westcott, okay? And I always enjoyed you on that show until, same. You know, you became like too problematic awful. To even deal with in that reunion, which was pathetic and shame on you. But shame on you. This is your fault. I totally 100% blame Cameron for this.
I actually do too, because the thing is the ratings were not good enough to justify these kind of antics off camera. I actually, you know, she was totally problematic in that reunion, but that wasn't the breaking point. It was really all those tweets. The tweets were really gross. And the thing is, you know, even though Cameron was being totally problematic in that reunion, you know, I was looking forward to seeing how this was going to play out on the show. I wanted to see her, you know, like be confronted with that more and really grill her on the show in the next season, right? I was deeply disappointed with her on the reunion, you know, because I've been a big Cameron Westcott fan because I think she's so ridiculous. But the thing is the off camera stuff, the tweets were really terrible. And I think that was it because the ratings are just not good enough to say like the ratings are low and it's like, and on top of that, now there's this whole problematic Twitter storm that's happening. Just get rid of it. I know that's probably what Bravo was thinking, but that being said, there's a lot of great stuff in Dallas. Dr. Tiffany Moon is fantastic. I think DeAndre and Dee are like endlessly compelling. I like Stephanie. I think she's like not the most compelling Real Housewife, but I think she serves a nice like sweet role. I'd be fine to get rid of Brandy, Carrie, and sadly, well, not sadly anymore, but like if you'd asked me last year, I would say sadly, you know, get rid of Cameron and rebuild from there. But I would have kept it around a little bit longer.
Well, according to reports, it looks like they were trying out new people. They had hired like 3 new people and were filming, you know, doing test shots with them and stuff, and they just weren't working out well. So they just said, well, we'll just give it some time. But, you know, to Bravo, that means you're canceled. I mean, but then there is hope because Real Housewives of Miami got the same treatment. They were never told they were canceled. And it's like, how many years later? And they're being brought back on Peacock. So you never know. But there have also been rumors that they're filming other shows in Texas. So I'm not sure if there's, I mean, there have been rumors going around Austin for years that they're shooting. But I feel like we would know for sure if they were, because a bunch of damn gossips around here, like everywhere. So I feel like we would know for sure. But
yeah, and I think also the success of Salt Lake City, oddly enough, kind of probably precipitated as well, because even though Salt Lake City and Dallas are two totally different cities and cultures, they kind of are both like, you know, that there's something that feels similar about them, and Salt Lake City is really kind of like, you know, blowing up right now. So maybe that contributed to it. Also, don't forget that when after they cleaned house on Real Housewives of New York after season 4, Real Housewives of New York was off the air for an entire year. It was gone and people thought it was canceled. So, you know, there is hope, but based on the way these cast members have been posting on social media, like, oh, it's the end of a chapter, da 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 da, it pretty much looks done and dusted. So, you know, and some people have been real haters, which is their right. I mean, it's Bravo TV. I mean, how do you not watch Bravo TV and not enjoy a nice hater moment? But people are like, well, was there even a good moment on this show? And there were great moments. And I have to say, season 2 of Dallas is one of the all-time greats. It will always be great. We will always have it. I enjoyed season 3 as well. But season 2 was magnificent. And I will always have to thank Dallas for giving us that.
Yeah, well, see you, Dallas.
Okay, Dallas.
Smell you later, y'all. I guess there go my Dillard's jokes.
Well, and then we can No, Ronnie, you can always have your Dillard's jokes. So we go from Dallas to Real Housewives of New York, and now people, there's a Radar Online story, which I do not believe for one second, and I believe it was planted by, I don't know who,
Jill Zarin. You know, Jill Zarin is 100% Jill Zarin calling fucking Page Six every day trying to get shit going on. You know it is.
Yeah, saying that that Real Housewives of New York is indefinitely suspended. It may not even be coming back. Real Housewives of New York is coming back, okay? I know people are really leaning into the backlash of this season. That's fine. Do it. Like, listen, we all have our things that we love and we hate, you know? But it is still operating. Real Housewives of New York is having a not-so-great season for Real Housewives of New York, but it is having a pretty great season for, like, compared to any other show, you know? So, I think...
Well, it's just the ratings are in the toilet. Like, right, they're really bad.
Well, I think they were... I think when they fired Dorinda, that was a huge tactical mistake. I think people were really unhappy about that, and so people came into the season especially being like, how is this show going to be good without Dorinda? So people came in, I think, actually not wanting to accept it, and it was like it was definitely uneven in the beginning. I think it's actually stabilized quite a bit, but it was uneven in the beginning. You know, the COVID has messed everything up, and people are like, see, it's bad without Dorinda, and they don't like this, and then there's people who don't like Ebony, and there's people who don't like Ramona right now, and there's all this stuff. So the ratings obviously are down, but I don't know.
Speaking of Dorinda and her crazy ass, okay, this is another thing that happened today, or yesterday rather, with Real Housewives of New York and Dorinda. So Dorinda's book came out, Make It Nice, and I Made It Nice, whatever. And so she posted in Bluestone Manor, I guess she was like sitting on a couch or something. Look, it seemed like from my memory, of course, I have the comments, but not the picture here. She was just like looking at the fireplace and there was a big peacock in front of her. And she said, well, the day has finally come. Me and Richard have written a book. I'm so proud of us and everything we've accomplished. Read my book, right? Okay, so this girl comments, does Richard come with the Airbnb rental?
Oh. Oh no.
Because the way the picture is set up, it looks like she's saying, me and Richard, the bird, right? Because it's a picture of the peacock.
Oh, the bird.
Right. I think the girl is thinking, oh my God, is Richard, this Richard is beautiful. Is he going to be in the Airbnb rental? I don't think she meant your dead husband, okay? But maybe she did. You know, what do I know? But that's how I took it. So Dorinda comments, unkind at best. And then another comment right under that. You're clever, right?
Wow.
And then she goes, let's plat, sick. Let's plat this idiot. Mean idiot. Let's play this. Yeah, my dead husband is coming. You good now? You good? And then someone says, I think she meant the peacock.
Oh, no.
And she says, nope. Dorinda says, nope. And someone said, yeah, agreed. And then the original commenter says, oh, my God, Dorinda, this is totally period. I totally forgot your husband's name was Richard. I love the peacock. Oh, my God, I'm so sorry.
Oh, no.
Nothing but love. I miss you on the show. And then Dorinda wrote, apologize for your disrespect to my husband. Don't mention his name.
Oh, my God. This is, wow. You know, Dorinda messaged us last week. And because she just wants to send us her book, but we didn't know. We just, our inbox had 4 messages from Dorinda Medley. And honestly, we were terrified to open it. We were so scared. We're like, what did she listen to? What is she going to yell at us about? Because as I've mentioned on the show before, I did have that moment where she kind of like yelled at me on Clubhouse in front of everyone. I was like, and I wasn't even trying to talk to her. I was sort of forced into the situation where I had to talk to her. So I was like, oh God, Dorinda's coming for blood. But instead I was like, hi, I'd like to send you my book. Where's the address? And I was like, ooh, thank God. Thank God.
Yeah, so Dorinda seems to still, you know, be Dorinda. So we'll see, because the rumors are that she's coming back because Andy, when she was on Watch What Happens Live, Andy was saying, oh, how do you feel about your pause here? And so everyone's saying, oh, well, that obviously means she's coming back. But then there's been another show shooting. It's kind of all the canceled housewives. And it's Dorinda and a bunch of other housewives who have been fired living in a house. Not to be mistaken with the other Housewives spinoff, which is like a Housewives Vacation show, which, you know, Ramona and Kyle Richards are on. So to anyone, you know, writing Bravo and saying, Bravo, we are not accepting this, and then Bravo's going to fire Ramona and everyone's going to think they did something. Well, they already had this footage when they hired Ramona for this.
They did.
Ramona
is a monster. She's always been a monster. She's been problematic for years. We know all this. But so for me, I'm like, she is a villain. She does terrible things. And one of the great parts of these shows is that we watch these people and they're terrible. And the show knows they're terrible. Like, that's what the whole, like, Bravo wink concept is that we're watching them. And, like, they get their asses handed to them at the reunion. They get their asses handed to them on the internet. That's part of the show. And, you know, I mean, that's my take on it. And I understand that my perspective could be different from other people who are impacted in different ways. I totally accept
that.
But for me,
I got to pull away from that one a little just because this is bad. I mean, Ramona, like, there's one thing, just being a horrible human being, which of course we all know she is, and being problematic, which we all know she is, to just like completely sitting at a table of black people and spewing the shit that was coming out of her mouth.
Yeah, it was
and
terrible.
Then like blaming a black nurse for her, you know, I mean, we'll get into it because obviously this is the New York recap, so I know we're 20 minutes in, but eventually we'll get to that. But eesh, I don't know. I don't think there's really any coming back from this. Like, it's getting to the point where I'm like, okay, bye then. Bye. And I've never said that with her. I've always found it funny, but I was, like, cringing under the table. So
I mean, I was cringing. I was cringing, but this is why I watch, or there's like, are these moments of like, I cannot believe this person is so deluded that they think that they could say these things and it's actually going to be a form of connection with someone. Like, that's, I'm like, I cannot believe it. And that to me has always been an appeal about Real Housewives of New York. But like I said, you know, there's a lot of people's shoes I haven't walked in, right? So I'm not taking that away from anyone else.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's get started.
Hey.
This episode is called Bitching and Ramoning.
That's a good way to put it.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we are still at Black Shabbat, which right away I was horrified that we were even back here. I was like, Okay, this needs to end. nothing good can possibly come of this. Just make it end.
Yeah. it was already pretty terrible. And I was like, well, we're always going to remember Black Shabbat. I'll say that much. So Ebony is, she's just, you know, I think she's still on the phone in the living room talking to Leah, saying how, like, Sonia understands everything. Luann gets everything, but Ramona just does not get it. And then we see Ramona. She's in the kitchen because when we last saw her, she had gotten up from the table and moved in the kitchen because she's so hungry, despite having snacked all the way on the trip and also having hors d'oeuvres. She's now saying that she's starving. So she's in the kitchen. She's like, you know what? I need food. I was running with my accountant, and I do business with real estate, and I didn't have time to eat, okay? I really didn't eat. You know, I've been here for 2 hours, and there's all these prayers and stuff, and it was just, like, delicious, but I need food, okay? I'm sorry. I need food.
You know, what can I say? Sometimes there's no food to put in my mouth, and then my foot goes in my mouth, okay?
And then we cut back to Ebony and Leah on the phone, and Ebony's like, listen, I'm trying to be diplomatic here. And Leah's like, Ramona just has, like, a really low IQ. So then back to Ramona. She's like, you know what? We're fustering the host. You know what? Is it host? Is it hostess? You know, it used to be waiter or waitress, and now it's just waiter, you know, because singular sex. You know what? It's so confusing. Her, she, them, is Archie. Of them? I don't know. Jughead was definitely a wee kind of a guy. Am I allowed to say guy? Seriously, things have changed in this world, okay? You know what? I look like a baby that just learned to drive, but I'm actually older, and it's all very confusing, catering person, okay? I'm just starving, all right?
This poor chef is just standing there, just thinking to herself, how much longer do I have to listen to this crazy lady talk? I need to get back to plating the entrees. Like, why is she talking to me
Ramona
right now?
Ramona is laughing at herself and literally slapping her leg. You know, she's like, ah!
She has a plate full of succotash in front of her that she's like nibbling at. You know, the chef is like, oh my God, this is mortifying because there's more to this entree, but all America is seeing is the succotash. And they're probably judging me that I'm just serving succotash for Shabbat. This is terrible.
And so Ebony hangs up with Leah, gets back to the table, and she's telling us, oh my God, I bring her to a beautiful home with beautiful people, with beautiful food and drinks, and all you have to do is shut up, okay? All you have to do is shut up. So then Luann's always walking around looking for something. I'm not sure what's up with Luann, but ever since the beginning of the show, this is what Luann does. So she's walking around looking for her purse. Where's my purse? It's shaped like a Tony Award. Anyone?
Has anyone seen it? Anyone? So then she walks through the kitchen looking for her purse, and you just hear Ramona saying, oh, so you know what? This is like, so it's like feta, but better, huh? But you didn't add too much of it, but then you roasted bell peppers, which are great. She's like doing like a full Anne Burrell dissection of this plate, you know, on like worst Shabbat caterers of America. So Luann's like, what are you doing? She's like, well, you know what? They still have to bless the bread. It's going to be an hour. So I came in here to eat. And Luann's like, what the hell is wrong with you? So then Luann just goes back to the table and goes, well, Ramona's in the kitchen eating. Ha! You know, Luann, who's now Ramona's best friend, is, of course, first one to throw her under the bus.
Yeah. And Ebony's like, oh, just let her eat. And Archie says, is she that hungry? She's a grown-up. I mean, she is a grown-up. And Ebony tells Lou, well, thank you for making the effort, Lou. She's like, are you kidding me? I'm having a great time. It's better than a show. Not mine, of course.
Mine is actually written, so it actually takes a little bit more skill than this. But this is wonderful. It's like living art. So Ebony says, well, I feel very misunderstood. I mean, tonight wasn't even about black people. She's like, I wasn't even, she's basically like, hello, this, I wasn't even being the quote unquote lecturer that you accused me of. Okay, it wasn't even about black people. And so Archie says, she's like, well, this is supposed to be about human values that we all have. Well, when Ramona's hungry, the human values go out the window. Am I right? Ben, write that down. Put that in the show, okay? Because this show better be better than Black Shabbat. Okay, Ben? Ben, human values.
So Ramona returns to the table, and Ebony's like, you okay, baby? She's like, you know what? I don't know. Here's the thing. I think I had a meltdown, okay? Listen, I hadn't eaten all day, okay?
Yeah, and Ebony's like, well, you were hungry. No, I was hangry, okay? So at this point, Archie's just like, fuck, like, fuck this bitch. Like, she had this whole thing planned for the cameras where she was going to really be able to promote Shabbat for all of America. And now she's just like, okay, you know what? I'm just going to make a blessing over the wine, okay? And so it's, oh, can we do it over tequila? Can we do it over tequila? And you know, Archie is just like, ugh, you know. So she does the prayer really quickly, and Sonia starts pouring herself a cocktail. And Ramona now is very concerned. She goes, you know what? Sonia's been drinking nonstop since we got here. I got on the bus 3 hours ago. She said no food. And so this isn't going to be pretty. I'm like, the reason why it's not going to be pretty is because of you, Ramona. You're the one who's making it not pretty.
Yeah, but so she's right about Sonia, too. And Sonia is also making it not pretty. But Ramona is being so terrible that she's standing up every terrible thing that Sonia's doing this season. So Sonia's actually pretty lucky. Ramona's like a human shield, you know?
Yeah.
Because Sonia gets away with everything.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So the food comes, and Sonia's like, I have to go pee. So she gets up, and then everybody starts eating the challah bread. And Archie's like, Ebony, it's me, Auntie Archie over here.
You okay? You okay? Would you like to look at one of my stuffed animals in a cage? Will that make you feel better?
And Ebony's like, listen, I just wanted my friends to see what we do, you know? And maybe Ramona's outburst was accurate because everyone doesn't get what we do, Archie. And Ramona goes, uh-uh. You know what? I do this with my friend, okay? A lot of my friends are Jewish. You know what? I went to Hebrew school. I got converted, okay? I came out with this wreck. I went for the husband and left with the D cup. You know what? You meet great doctors at the temple.
You know what? I used to never like Seinfeld, but now I like Seinfeld because I'm converted. I've been around Jews, okay? So then Ebony is like, well, I would never think that you're anti-Semitic, but the reason why this is Black Shabbat is because there's a special bond between, you know, blacks and Jews. Between blacks and Jews.
Yeah.
And I think it's a bond. Fabulous. Yeah. I get it. Whoa. Blacks and Jews, just like how there's a bond between Italians and Scots and other white people, right? And Ebony's like, no, it's just... it's not to alienate Italians or Scottish. It's just, no, I get it. It's like how me and Avery have a special bond, okay? Because other people have special bonds, but they're not like me and Avery because it's almost like a mother-daughter bond, but it's also like a sister-sister bond too, okay?
She would say sister-sister. Oh,
she would.
So then Ebony's like, Ramona, thank you for revisiting this. Because Ramona seems to have like kind of calmed down and is trying to be nice, even though she's still completely fucking rude. She's at least trying, right?
Yeah.
So Archie's like, well, I hate to pull us back to my trapper keeper, but I've got some prayers to get through. And Ramona goes, of course, Archie. It's Shabbat dinner, okay?
Yeah, all of a sudden Ramona's like all into it. So Archie goes, okay, guys, well, so Shabbat is really the, you know, the perfect time to do soul searching. And for so many people, it's hard to share their heart. So why don't you show me your heart, Archie? What are you soul searching? Show me your heart. By the way, one thing I will never do is show my heart to Ramona Singer. The most terrifying thing is Ramona Singer asking to see your heart.
Yeah. She's like, what's in it? You know what? You know what? I don't want to breathe now, okay? I want conversation now. And Archie says, well, I just wanted to share. No, conversation. And Ebony's like, Ramona, you're not running shit here, okay? So poor Archie, now she's been told she can't read. And she's like going through pages like, let's get to page 20. Here I have something. It's written by Lisa Rinna. It's called Question of the Week. Okay, we're going to ask some questions. And Sonia's like, okay, well, here, I found a question for myself. What makes my heart beat? Okay, well, more one-on-one relationships. First of all, I need that. You know, because I'm not talking with my girlfriends. I'm talking about my philanthropy. My soul is philanthropy. You know what? I'm not into this $1,200 ticket bullshit. You want a ticket? Pay me with your soul.
We raise real money for real causes that a lot of people don't care about, okay? Real cases, real law, Judge Judy. Am I right, everyone?
So now she's yelling for no reason.
Yes.
And Ramona is doing talking hand gestures.
Yeah, she has her
like, oh my God, she talks so much, right?
Her eye roll, so Ramona's, like that she does. Her eye roll and like head shake of like, Sonia's crazy, okay?
So she's like, you know, Sonia, when she has too much to drink, has diarrhea of the mouth, which is like diarrhea of the butt, but it's totally gross in public, okay? And you know what? She just doesn't let anyone talk. It's annoying.
I never have diarrhea of the mouth because I put my foot in my mouth and the foot stops the diarrhea from getting out. So then
the dinners I do don't even cover the wine, so it's donated. And sometimes we have $1,200 bottles.
She's really obsessed with the number 1,200 this episode.
Sure. Madonna once left a G-string under my couch after John's birthday. And you know what? I donated it to an orphan in the projects. He wore it proudly every day as his uniform. That's progress. That is progress.
She is, Sonia is just at that point where she gets drunk and she just wants to like talk about accomplishments in her life to, I guess, probably boost herself up. So she's just gonna bring anything to it. Like, they could have been talking about, I mean, they were talking about like one-on-one relationships. Somehow she starts talking about these charitable things she does. So Ramona's now, she's going on and on. She's getting the cross dissolve montage, which is Brava's way of saying, look at this talker, right? So Ramona's like, okay, you know what? Who has the next question? Luann, next. It's just, excuse me, you jealous bitch. She's just like, I'm not jealous. Well, why do you cut me off? And then Sonia has this amazing Lifetime television monologue. Why don't you share what you're doing on a daily basis? Because this woman is on the ground. She's helping people to come out of prison and get a home. And what are you doing on a daily basis to help me? So don't shut me up. Don't you ever shush me on my works of faith and give it back to passion. Never shush me. Please give me some boundaries and do something for others and stop social climbing. Social fucking climbing for yourself. For what? For what? Another yacht? Another plane? Another dress? Another cruelty? I was like, oh my God. Doesn't make sense, but just it was so impassioned and wonderful. Wow.
And whenever she, and she's red in the face, screaming and pounding the table, going nuts. And she's slipping back into her old life again, you know, like yes. All the money that she lost from her husband, which we're supposed to believe that Sonia misses the love of her life when obviously she just misses being rich as fuck because nobody else here has had a plane or a yacht or any of this stuff, right?
Yeah.
So she walks off on that and Archie's like, Ebony. And Ebony is just holding her wine glass to her mouth and looking straight ahead like,
she's like, I should never have joined this show. It's actually
like, and this is the one that's on my side, you know?
Yeah, that was actually my favorite Ebony moment of the entire season. The way she just was holding that glass and being like, what have I done? This has all been a huge mistake. I was like, welcome, Ebony. You've now finally made it onto the cast. She's like, she's been beat down by the craziness of these women. And now she's realized the madness around her. So Sonia has this big, impassioned speech, and Ramona just goes, wow, she's lost her mind. It's scary.
And Sonia's behind her, and she hears her, and she goes, oh, yeah, I've lost my mind. Why don't you find one? Find a purpose.
I was like, that wasn't a bad comeback, actually. Why don't you find one? That was good. So Archie's just like.
So then Ramona makes this face, and it was exactly Trump's. Like, she
yes,
made
it was.
An exact
oh,
Trump
my God,
face.
You're so right.
And I was going to make a meme, but somebody beat me to it. But it is crazy how close it was to that face that Trump makes where he's like, and there's a gif of him doing it. That's so funny. Ebony's like, look, guys, she just needs to cool off, okay? You know what? And I know that this is nuts, but we really do need to continue. So then Luann goes to follow Sonia into the kitchen. And it's like, Sonia? She's like, well, Luann, I raise money for AIDS awareness, you know? She's not doing hard work. She sits here at dinner. She's disruptive. She needs to do work and feel other people's pain.
I love Sonia being so mad that Ramona's a social climber when Sonia is the one. Sonia, you married a Morgan, for crying out loud, you know?
Yeah.
So Luann's like, well, Sonia Rita, for some reason I don't think we're gonna change her tonight. So, then we go back to the table and Ebony's like, okay, let's do time out on the white people for tonight. Let's go to the black people. And I was like, oh, we're going to segregate now? Oh my God. And then the girl's like, we've been segregated. She's like, you know what? I'm white and black. I go both ways because she's wearing black and white. She's like, oh. So somehow, like, it's this thing where Ramona is just like teetering way too close to the edge of like the big cringe moment. And I keep thinking, like, it seems like every time she's going to have the big cringe moment, she somehow saves it for now. For now. So,
well,
but at
yeah,
this point, I'm
it
like,
it just seems like she's already made an ass out of herself. She comes back to the table and seems to realize that and kind of calm down. And
yeah.
So you think, okay, so now she's making segregation jokes, but at least she's trying. I mean, this is the sickness of being a fan of this show, right? Where you're like, well, that's good for Ramona. You know, yeah. She's just making segregation jokes. I mean, this is so sick. So then, you know, she's doing her I'm black, I'm white, I go both ways. And so the guy's like, okay, so we're going to now hear from Lenara. So Lenara's like, okay, my question is, when did I feel that my life was meaningful? Well, I gave birth to a 29-weeker. Wait, whoa, 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 whoa. What? You gave birth early? You know what? That's supposed to be like 40 weeks. You gave birth 29 weeks. Oh my God, girl. Oh my God, girl.
And Lenara's like, yeah, me and my son almost like, whoa, oh my God. Are you serious? Are you serious right now? Oh my God. Oh my God. Okay. It's like that very performative listening where it's like, Ramon, yes. It's not about you. So
she's listening as loudly as possible just so everybody will say, look, wow, Ramona's listening.
Yeah,
but she won't even let this poor lady talk. So Lenara's like, well, we got bad medical treatment, as many black people do. And then Archie interrupts her and she's like, oh, wait. Do you think that the bad treatment you got was because you were black? And she goes, yeah, I know that it's because I was black. Just why? And she says, well, I had fibroids. And I had a fibroid that was degenerating, and they knew that, but they didn't think I was being honest about how much pain I was in. Instead, they just thought that I was addicted to drugs, and they treated me as if I was asking for pain medicine for 5 days. And they were acting like I was trying to hurt myself and my baby, and I was in so much pain that it induced my labor.
And so...
just so... much, right? That's like, I mean, that is just fucking horrifying.
It's horrifying. It's so, one of a million stories, right? That unfortunately yes. follow that. It's terrible. So then yes. Ramona goes, whoa, so how would a white woman be treated differently? And everyone starts acting like Ramona is like the lead of a family member on Family Feud. Everyone's like, good question. Good one, Ramona. They're all cheering, like waiting for her thing to come up on the big board. They're like, good one, Ramona. Everyone's like so proud that she like did not ruin the moment. So Lenara says, well, should that have been you, you would have gotten the pain medicine during the time frame during which you needed it so that this never would have happened. She's like, okay, good. So remember before what I said about how Ramona, like, just before you thought it was going to be a big cringe moment, Ramona sort of rights the ship. This is when Ramona says, you know what would be fun? Let's take a barrel down the side of Niagara Falls, okay? We're going off the ledge. So Ramona, now this is the moment. And this is the moment that I think a lot of people are not ever going to come back from. And I totally, totally understand that. She goes, well, let me tell you something. I gave birth to my daughter and I had major pain. And I had a nurse and she was black. And you just cuts to Luann's face. Did you catch this? Luann's face. She's like, oh my God, I cannot be seen on camera with this woman. She is like horrified, rightfully so. Her eyes are bulging, her jaw is dropped, and she's like, oh. And just like watching Luann's mortification, I was like, it was both simultaneously hilarious looking at Luann, but also like, oh no, this is not going to be good.
Fucking Ramona. So she goes, you know, my nurse was black. And I said, I'm having pain. And she said, no, you're not. And I was screaming, fuck you. And I needed painkillers. You know what? And I mean, I didn't have a second baby because of the pain that I felt then. And I was a white woman, okay? The doctor didn't believe me. The nurse didn't believe me. I was like, oh my God. Ramona. My God.
Well, everyone, so it's proven. It's proven. The medical system treats all races terribly. That's what Ramona's trying to say. No, Ramona. No, Ramona. And this whole thing, she's trying to blame not having a second baby on this nurse. That is the craziest thing I've ever heard.
I mean, this is just insanely stupid. Honestly, I can't even believe this could come out of her mouth. And I can believe, I mean, wow. And
I, can. So I actually like, can, unfortunately.
It's like, oh, really? So the medical people were mean to you? Well, a black person was mean to me when I wanted medicine. Like, what? What?
No, she did All Lives Matter to, like, her pregnancy, like the pain that she suffered. And so, I mean, Sonia's like, but that's not how it usually goes. That's what she's saying. That's not how she usually goes. No, I'm just saying. I had pain.
And so Lenora's like, well, I hear you. And so Ramona starts raising her hand. She goes, yeah, you know what? It happens to white people too. That's what I'm saying. And Luann's like, oh my God, runaway train, never look back. Runaway down a one-way track.
How do I lighten the mood? What would you say if I
grew up watching The Wonder Years. What are the lyrics to that song anyway?
So Archie's like, oh, Lenora, I think you are the most graceful person. And Ebony goes, yeah, most people would have cussed Ramona out when she asked that.
Well, you know what? I'm sorry. I'd like to ask questions. That's it, okay? It's like I'm always on the set. Jeopardy. That's it. I miss you, Alex Trebek.
Yeah. And so Ebony's like, Ebony is seething, but she's not going to let it show, right? Well, she doesn't want to like lose her temper, but you can see she is mortified and seething, justifiably so. And she goes, well, it comes across, Archie, hold on, I need to speak on this, what Ramona doesn't realize, and I think I have a high tolerance for Ramona's inquisition, at some point, the questioning feels adversarial. And I was like, well, that's my personality. Like, I feel like that's not something I want to claim for my personality. Like, if someone said, oh, Ben, you know, like, the thing is that when you talk, you just sound like a huge asshole. And I go, well, that's just my personality. Like, that's not a good thing. That's not something you want to own, necessarily.
Right. Or like when people say, you know what? I was just telling the truth. So your truth sucks, okay? And so does your fucking personality.
Yeah, your personality sucks.
It's not an excuse. It's a reason, okay? Then change your fucking personality. It sucks. So Ebony's like, yeah, I understand that, but I want you to understand because I do care about you, Ramona. It's just, you know what? I question people like a lawyer, okay? Learned it at Temple. And Ebony's like, well, I just don't want you to look unlike your spirit, okay? So when you question this woman about her experience, I'm in shock, that's why. I'm in shock, that's it. I'm in shock. And she grabs her sinuses and starts. She's like, I'm in trouble again, so I'm going to act compassionate.
Objection sustained because I'm a lawyer. A lawyer in shock, okay?
Matt, look, okay? So then Ebony's like, you know, I believe in Ramona, but I'm also running out of patience. I'm like, well, welcome to being a Real Housewives of New York viewer, right? So, and probably everyone else in Ramona's life. So Ramona just stands up and goes, okay, so are we closing this up soon? You know? And Sonia's like, no, we're not closing it up. You can get an Uber. She's like, well, you know what? It's 9 o'clock and I've been here 4 hours and I'm tired and I want to go home and go to sleep, okay?
And so he says, nobody that doesn't want to be here should be here. She's like, I'm tired, I said, okay?
She's like, well, you should go home. So on top of Ramona being deeply problematic, she's also just being an extremely rude guest, although that was already established. So Ebony is, she's like, well, if you don't want to be here and listen to the spiritual work being done, then get the fuck out. I mean, she says
so then
to
Ramona
so
walks
funny.
Off to the kitchen to production, and she's like, Nathan, I'm tired. Give me a hot dog. I'm sorry. I'm in an Uber. It's Nathan's hot dogs. You know what? Change your name, okay? You need to get a better name. Your name makes me hungry, Nathan, okay? And he's like, all right. Well, if you'd like to leave, then maybe I will call you an Uber. She's like, do it. Do it, Nathan.
Do it, Nathan. You're supposed to be good old and reliable, okay? And you're not. So then, now Ebony is apologizing to Archie. She's like, and Luann just turns and she goes, I am so sorry that you have not been able to hear me sing tonight. There just isn't enough time. I'll give you tickets to my next show. We're playing the Crab Shack down at the Jersey Shore later this evening or this week. Come see me.
Oh my God. So Ramona's still in the back going, get me an Uber, okay? You know what? If I wasn't tired, I'd say, but I'm tired. That's it. And he's like, okay, well, we'll book you an Uber, Ramona. She's like, okay, good. Because even this, what is this, 3 or 4 hours? I mean, weddings don't even last 3 or 4 hours, okay?
And now Ramona is like, now she says, basically the reason why she's leaving, she's like, you know what? If I wasn't tired, I would stay another hour. But you know what? I'm tired. And you know what? I have to listen to my body. So now she's just like honoring her temple. So then she tells us, did you say this part? It was already an hour and a half drive to get there. You just did that, right? You just said that. Mm-hmm. So either way.
So she's like, you know what? Okay. So she comes back to the table and she's like, I got an Uber. Okay. You know what? I was going to get a hot dog. I actually told them to order me a hot dog to ride home. And everybody's like, okay, well, at least you came and tried, Ramona. So thanks for that. And she goes, oh, but first, I want to tell you the question I wanted to answer, okay? Because the question I was going to answer about myself, I want to say that I'd like to be more filtered because sometimes I say things that people don't like, okay?
It's like just before I told the chef that I really don't like Hebrew National hot dogs. And I felt bad because it's Shabbat, okay? I really like Nathan's more. So she goes, she says, you know, it's just like, you know, I want to be less unfiltered, okay? I want to be less
unfiltered. I'm like, it's called being filtered, Ramona. And she goes, I sometimes speak without thinking, okay? And I didn't mean to insult anyone tonight, and I know I did. And I'm like a two-year-old, okay? I'm trying to do better, okay? I'm trying to change, and I want to still be honest and say how I feel. But sometimes I don't think about how other people's feelings, and I don't take in what they're saying before I jump in with what I'm feeling and thinking, okay? I'm like, Ramona, listen, as much as I appreciate any Ramona monologue, because it's usually self-serving and idiotic, you've been making this monologue for years and years, and you're in your 60s now. If you don't know how to start filtering yourself, you're never going to learn.
Right. And so Archie's like, well, have you always been like that, Ramona, even when you were a kid? She's, oh, my God, when I was a kid, I was worse. Somebody goes, yeah, she's a lot better now, believe it or not. And so everybody starts laughing. And Luann's like, well, you know, Ramona's come a long way. And I thought we'd exhausted that bad behavior, but I guess not. And then we get the Ramona montage over the years of Ramona just being a horrible, horrible human being.
It's truly an amazing montage. It's like you watch it and it's amazing that any human being could act like this in polite society or even impolite society. And it was like, it was 45 seconds of bliss for me. I was like, this is just the most amazing thing I've ever seen. Just this horrific behavior on display. So Ebony is like, well, we want to acknowledge that you have the self-awareness to say that, Ramona. And I'm going to construe that as an apology to Linares.
Oh, yeah, an apology. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, sorry. My apology was so unfiltered before. I'm trying to filter my apologies more. It's like, no. Apologies should be unfiltered.
So then Sonia gets up and she's like, oh, Ramona, I apologize for losing it on you, but family does that. I mean, we're just like the Kennedys. You think they always got along? Let me tell you, they didn't. And so she's like hugging her, and then she's like putting her finger up her butt or something. Yeah. And everyone's like, oh, my God. And Luann's like, wow, I'm really grossed out right now. And so everybody's just looking at them like, oh, Jesus, these two. So Sonia's like, yeah, that's just Ramona. She eats and she's done. And Ramona's off. So then Ebony goes, well, she was hungry. Then she was a Cut Fitness. Then she ate and she was less of a Cut Fitness, but still a Cut Fitness. Well, that's Ramona, everybody.
We are never going to forget this Black Shabbat. I'll tell you that much. So now it's a new day, thankfully. And we're at Ramona's apartment, and Ramona's just alone in her kitchen saying, no Avery, no Coco, I'm home alone. Good thing I like myself, okay?
Thank God I have this house booby-trapped in case any burglars try to come in. Okay.
Whoa, I just tried aftershave for the first time. Whoa.
Ding dong. Ow! Yeah, that was rigged to electricity. Okay, burglar? It's me. Let me in. You invited me over.
Whoa, did you think I was having a cocktail party because I attached a whole bunch of life-size cutouts of Avery onto train tracks and then running around while the light was shining? Huh, Luann?
No.
Oh.
So Luann comes in and then falls through a trap door. She's like,
gotcha. Got you, Lou. Whoa, Luann, it looks like I got you with a paint can and now there's blood coming out of your ear and you're knocked out in the foyer. Whoa, she's not breathing. What a hilarious booby trap.
Oh, God. So Luann's like, well, I don't even think Ramona has a clue that she was so rude. I'm not here to pour gasoline on the fire. I'm just here to help her stand back up. So Ramona's like, well, you know what? As soon as Sonia went nuts on me, blacked out. Sit.
She started saying really disgusting things, okay? It was taking away from the disgusting things that I was saying. And I think she's really talking about herself. You know what? Because I think that she's projecting, all right? Okay? I feel like I'm watching a train wreck. And I feel like she's on a train and she's going to crash and there's nothing we can do, okay?
And she tells us, Sonia has no regard for people's feelings, people's property, and frankly, herself. God, frankly, this sounds like a hot dog.
Nathan, get me an Uber to eat, please.
You know what?
Oh, God, you got to love Ramona just deflecting, keeping the attention on somebody else and not her.
Deflecting and projecting, to be honest, right? Like, her be like, oh, my God, she doesn't care about other people and their property and the things that they do. Like, that's literally you're describing yourself, right? So Luann was like, she's like, well, let me give you my opinion. It was so
Rude. I mean, here I thought I was the one who experienced the rudest thing of all, which is you bitches coming into my dressing room 5 minutes before a curtain. I mean, that was pretty rude. I think we can all agree. But this really took it.
Listen, I was Sally Struthers starving, okay? Sorry!
The man's like, I know, but Ramona, you have to reel it in.
I said I was starving!
She's like, well, they put out those little appetizers. I mean, and then you eat in the kitchen. In the kitchen, Ramona.
So, you know what? I had a little corn. There was a little corn thing on the plate.
I went to the kitchen for a Diet Coke, and you had a plate of food. So don't give me that little bit of corn thing.
I know.
And then she goes, well, you know what? To be honest, Luann, I had too much to drink, okay? I'll admit it. And you know, you've done things when you've been drinking you might remember. Okay, producers, play the scene for being in rest.
No. I'm calling all the flashback scenes here, and we're not doing mine. Don't attack me for the mistakes that I've made. That's tone deaf, period, okay?
Oh, you're singing?
No, not my singing, your references.
Don't throw it on me now and attack me for my past.
Okay, you know what? I don't have to apologize to you, Luann.
She's like, no, you don't.
Well, I already apologized to Ebony.
Well, I'm just looking for you to be more aware.
I am, okay? I said I'm sorry and drank and I was tired and I was starving.
She's like, okay, but Ramona, it was 9 o'clock. I mean, Ramona, come on. You go dancing past 9 o'clock. She's like, no, I don't. I didn't go dance. I don't go dancing, okay? And not even this week. Just not this week, Ramona. Come on.
Yeah, I love that. She's like, no, I don't even, not anymore. I don't stay up past 9 anymore. I mean, not in the past week. You know what? Honestly, this past week, I've been in bed every night at 9:30, okay? And so Luann's like, well, if she's not hungry, she's dizzy. If she's not dizzy, she's tired. And that's one excuse after another why she excuses herself from typically Ebony's parties. I like to put it out there. Ramona's the racist, not me. Ramona.
But one thing I've learned, Luann, I have to tell you this. She gets her little pouty voice. She's like, one thing I've learned, I am never, ever gonna drink on an empty stomach, okay?
She's like, oh God, Ramona.
She goes, ha! You're funny, stupid bitch. So,
So now we go over to Sonia's townhouse where she's bossing around Emma. And she has an intern named Christy, and Ebony comes over, and Christy's like really excited to meet Ebony. She's like super, super excited. And Sonia's like, oh God, I'm so sorry for losing my mind at dinner the other day. Oh my goodness. What a crazy night, am I right? And then we also, by the way, are seeing many shots of Marley just eating prosciutto off the charcuterie tray that's been put out for them over and over
Marley
and over again.
Keeps coming up and getting a piece and then going away and then coming up and getting another piece and going away. So Sonia's like, well, I don't think last night went how Ebony planned, but you know, Ebony has this quality where she can discuss things with you in a non-accusatory manner, which I appreciate. So Ebony's like trying to basically explain to Sonia, like, listen, I'm glad we went to Martin and I'm glad he told you to stick up for yourself because you are not letting people run over you. Mm-hmm. But maybe we can, you know, reel that back in. Like, there needs to be some middle ground there, right?
Yeah. I mean, she's like, listen, I love that you're not letting other people tell your story, but I want you and Ramona to do that over lunch or dinner, okay? Don't snap, you know? But, you know, the good news is that mission Sonia Stand Up For Yourself has been totally successful, right? So so then she's like, also another thing, I think I may have to curse you out. Did you know that you peed in Archie's driveway last night? Now, this is the part, Ronnie, where most people would be like, oh, my God, I did? Oh, my God, that's ridiculous. She goes like, yes, I did, in the back of the bus. Yes, yes, yes.
Like, it's a fun. She's like, yeah, she told you. That's great. And so we see the clip of Sonia going, I have to pee. And she just gets off the bus and walks right to the back and just pees all over the driveway. She just pulls up her dress and opens her. Doesn't even squat. Just like... Yeah. Blows it out. So she goes, oh, yeah, I peed. I've done things like that before.
Yeah. She goes, well, you know, it's not my proudest moment peeing in behind the van, but if I'd gone in the restroom, Luann would have left without me.
Luann is pretty cold, but she's not like, well, Sonia Rita's peeing. I guess we better get out of here, huh? Good luck, bitch.
Oh, God. So Ebony is like, okay, so there's not going to be any accountability for that. So let's move back to Ramona. She's like, well, I did talk to Ramona. She called to apologize. But, you know, it's so weird because everything was designed to make you guys comfortable. And she was just a shit show. I mean, you were at least partly great.
She, oh, yeah, I was 85 good. And, well, then the van. Then the van.
Yeah. And then finally, Marley just starts humping Ebony's arm. And Ebony, we can see, is continues to regret her entire choice to ever be a cast member on this TV show. So then now we have Luann going back to that Alpine restaurant. Didn't they go there earlier this season, this little Alpine spot in the city? Does it matter? I'm not sure, but I noticed it.
I don't know. Probably because Luann probably gets free appetizers there or something for shooting there because she always acts like it's the most exciting place she's ever been. Yeah. She's like, oh,
look at us. We could be in Switzerland.
It's like I'm back in Gestad. So she's there in a Selena sweater. Last week you said that all she wears is Giovanni, but now she only has Giovanni sleeves because she's wearing a Selena something. And just the idea of Luann wearing a Selena top in any sort of form was simultaneously puzzling to me and hilarious.
Bitty bitty bum bum.
I could fall in line.
So she's FaceTiming with Leah, and Leah's like, oh my god, I'm starting to fall apart. I'm going crazy because I'm like stuck in my house. It's like sucks. I'm like, well, you're almost there, darling. Now listen, I'm meeting with the Fortune Society ladies. Ebony and Ramona are coming. I don't even know where Sonia is. First of all, stop the scene. Why would you invite Ramona to this? I mean, is this just now target practice on minorities? Are we just like bringing in Ramona to fucking torture people?
This is Luann's game plan. Is she knows that Ramona is just going to say the worst things, and she just wants Ramona to get fired. I think this whole thing that she and Ramona are friends now, it's all a lie. She wants Ramona fired, so she's gonna put Ramona in as many situations where she could possibly get canceled.
Oh my god. So then we cut to Sonia's house, and Sonia's talking to her interns, and she's like, well, I plunged it and then it turned into poop soup, and you know when it turns into poop soup and it goes on the floor, then you're in trouble. Oh my god.
So then Ebony, I know, your favorite, your favorite, Ronnie. So now Ebony shows up and she's saying hi to Leah on FaceTime. And Leah's like, no, I thought it'd be nice to be isolated for 2 weeks, but now I have FOMO. So they're just, Leah's asking where Ramona and Sonia are. And Luann goes, well, you know, Sonia Rita couldn't come tonight, and I just don't know why. And then it cuts back to Sonia, and she goes, well, you know, if you leave the water, the poop disintegrates. I mean, why would you pay for someone to plunge a toilet when you can just let it disintegrate? So everyone who's interested in ever Airbnb-ing Sonia's townhouse, just know that those toilets may have some disintegrating poop in them at the moment.
Oh, my God. No wonder she can't sell this place. Like, you can't even call a plumber to unclog the poops that are probably 100 years old. Jesus, woman. So it's then back at the restaurant, Ramona shows up, and Luann's like, oh, well, look who came in the door. You're so elegant, Ramona. She's like, yeah, you know what? Look at me. I'm so glad to be here, okay? You know what, Luann? I have to say, I had so much fun doing that music video, okay? You know I didn't want to do it a few years ago, but I really should have because it was fun.
Yeah. Which was a great dig at that. And so then she's like, guess what? I sent Sonia a text. I said, Sonia, do you remember all those nasty comments you made to me at Black Shabbat? You really hurt my feelings terribly, okay? And so now Luann's like, okay, well, now I see why Sonia hasn't shown up. She doesn't want to deal with this.
So Leah's like, I'm going to dinner with Kiki right now, even though I'm supposed to be quarantined. God, bye. So she tells us, like, the last thing I want to hear is Ramona gaslighting Sonia, so I'm out.
Yeah.
So she hangs up. And then the film, the Fortune Society comes in, the ladies from the Fortune Society, who you may remember we saw when Luann took them for a spa day.
That's right. Spa day from Luann. So, you know, they're talking about the women are sharing their experiences going to jail, and substance abuse, etc. And there's a woman named Christina there, and she's they're asking, like, what happened to Christina? And she says that she was basically at the wrong place at the wrong time, and she was outside a building, and someone got shot, and she was there, and she ultimately was convicted of conspiracy because of the system. Everyone goes, whoa,
whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa. Okay, Grassy Knoll. Okay, listen here. You know what? Conspiracy, from a legal point of view, objection sustained. I'm a Jewish lawyer. It's when you have knowledge of it, okay? And you didn't have knowledge of it, okay? It's only when you're aware.
Ramona, are you trying to teach this person what she was accused of? She went to jail. She knows what she went to jail for, Ramona.
And we also have an actual lawyer at the table. You don't have to do Ebony's job here, okay? So Christina's like, well, 2 weeks later, like, but I never reported anything, but there's news articles or whatever. Either way, so Christina says that she goes to Rikers Island, and there was a glitch in the system, and her court date was like in 2099999. So she's sitting around there for like in Rikers without a court date. No, 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 this can't happen. This can't happen. No, that's impossible. And Luann's like, Ramona.
No, I said no, okay?
No, you know what? I really have to pay attention to this, okay? So they have no court date, and they're making you stay forever. She goes, yeah, it's supposed to be within 90 days. Yeah, but you know what? You didn't murder anybody, okay? You know what? We have to change the law. I just don't like the law. And it's like Ramona just keeps looking over. Like she's going to tip over and say the worst thing ever. And then she's like, no, but I'm being compassionate. Okay. Yeah.
She's like overcompensating. She's right. Like, someone told her, by the way, you said some fucked up shit at Black Shabbat, so you better fix it. So now she's like overcompensating. Whoa, we have to change the entire system now. Whoa. So Christina's like, well, I didn't have a lot of options. And so Ramona goes, but a lot of people see murders and they don't talk about it. I mean, it's part of life, right? You go to the store, you buy something for Avery, you see a murder, you don't talk about the murder, and you go home and you wait for your best friend / daughter to come home and not tell her about the murder you saw, okay?
Yeah, you know what? It's just a murder. You know what? If everybody talked about it, episodes of Law and Order would be about 5 minutes long, okay? Christina's so, like, well, unfortunately, the system sucks, and so I settled. I settled for 3.5 years, and then another lady tells her story about just being on drugs, and she went to prison, and she got out, and she knew she wasn't ready to be out in the real world, and so she relapsed, and she really had to hit rock bottom, and Ebony's like, oh, so that was your rock bottom, and she's like, yes, I said to myself, this can't be my life. Just,
oh my God, can I ask you something? If you have a friend and you see her go down a rabbit hole to rock bottom, what do you do? Just asking, okay? You know what? I'm not mentioning any Nonya names, okay? I'm mentioning Nonya names, okay? What would you do if your friend Morgan, let's say her name is, was hitting rock bottom?
So then one of the ladies, they're basically like, you know, you just have to like try your best and like it, but it has to come from them. And one of the ladies says, you know, let them know the door is always open. So then this is Luann trying to connect. She goes, well, I mean, that's the problem. I mean, you say you did this, you say you did that. It's like, hey, you left with a guy, you left the caviar. I mean, I'd be mortified. I love that these are the examples of all the terrible things that Sonia did. She left the caviar behind. You know, those women were like, okay. Right.
I'll tell you, rock bottom. Now, did you know that you were hitting rock bottom because you woke up and you saw drugs on the table and you realized that you left your caviar someplace?
Was that rock bottom? Because it was great caviar, I'll tell you that much. So then Ramona... Ramona has then this self-serving thing where she tells us, yes, you know what? Yes, Sonia beats up on me. And yes, she verbally abuses me. And yes, she makes up lies about me. But I'm not going to give up on her. And I don't want her to hit rock bottom.
Oh, God.
Like, yes, she's a terrible, terrible friend. And she's abused me terribly. But I believe in her. It's just so hilariously two-faced. Oh, my God.
So then they're like, well, you know, she has to want to do it, and maybe it sounds like she's got some trauma there that she hasn't spoken about maybe. And Ramona's like, whoa, you know what, it's been 10 years, I can't, okay? And Ebony's like, yeah, but you know, you can't save her. Like, look, Ramona, I don't like the way you acted at Shabbat, but it's not fair to put Sonia on you, right? She's like, your behavior was terrible, but still, it's, you know, she's trying to get that in there. And so she's like, you know, I was supposed to be gone 2 hours, but I cannot leave these women. I was supposed to be doing an interview, but fuck them. And me and Ramona, I mean, Ramona and I are night and day, but we are aligned, aren't we, Ramona? And Lou's face is like, what?
I know. Ramona's like, yeah, I never met someone I bonded with so fast. And Ebony's like, yeah, Luann, don't you see the similarities? She goes, well, I mean, your body types, your shoe size. No, no, it's also a mind. Like, listen, Luann, you don't see it because you're not that mind depth as we are, okay?
I'm not mind depth. What is that? I don't know what mind depth is.
Well, you know what? It's a brain thing, okay? It's like a mind thing that we have together.
Luann's like, okay. I love when Luann plays the role of Dorothy's Bornak. When she's just like, what is a mind depth, you idiot?
She's just looking out over the audience like... So Ebony's like, yeah, Ramona, you know, I always want to be mad at you, but I just can't. She's, you know what? Thank you for the black Shabbat, okay? She's, oh, I love you, Ramona. Thanks for coming and being a hot mess.
Yeah.
What was that?
I don't know. So
this episode's insane. This is one of the most insane episodes there's ever been of this show.
I totally agree. Like, it was absolutely, absolutely bonkers. But I was like, I mean, I was like alternating between being horrified and laughing out loud. It was just like this crazy mix. it was truly, truly insane. So now, here's one scene that wasn't insane. Leah's house. Oh God, here come Kiki and Rob. So when Kiki and Rob show up, you know, it's going to be, that's when you can go to the bathroom.
Some real exciting stuff. Yeah. So basically Leah's still doing, first of all, Leah's wearing a sweatshirt that says, I elevate this shit, that she had made at like, I don't know, Cafe Press or something. It's like a really thick, uncomfortable looking sweatshirt with her own tagline on it, right? And so they're talking about private schools and how they have to interview. And so Leah's like doing her streetwear thing and trying to be all badass and anti-social climbing and anti-elitism while she's doing this private school shit at the same time.
I know. And I like her being concerned. They're worried about sending Kier to private school because it's so elitist. How much does Married to Mob clothing cost, by the way? I don't think it's the cheapest, right? And we're going to talk about elitism. So, basically Leah talks about while simultaneously talking about the elitism of private schools, then talks about how she had to hire someone to help her navigate the educational process. So
yeah, that's a Leah scene. We go over to Ebony's and her friend Natalie comes over and it's time to do the genetic detective reveal.
It's Linda. Linda's back and I've got some great news. We've narrowed it down to three candidates who could possibly be your father. They're all brothers. One is old, one's a little older, and one's super old. So let's play Who's Your Dad?
Is one Pierce Brosnan?
Here I go again.
So basically, yeah, she narrows it down to three, and she has one that she believes is the dad. And she says that the guy that she thinks is the leading candidate is alive and has two daughters. And so Ebony starts to cry because not only did she not think she had a dad, but she just never really thought that she had siblings. So she's like sobbing. And ultimately the episode ends with her saying that she just kind of wants to sit in this news for a moment and bask in this truth. And in the new year, she's going to reach out, which means this is the end of the storyline and we're never going to see what the dad is. I was like, oh, I wanted to see the reunion.
Yeah, speaking of, I mean, I don't know if the rumors are true, but we had mentioned the article saying that this show is going to go on a hiatus too, and that they're not even going to have a reunion. And I don't know that I believe that, but they haven't done a reunion yet. And this is episode 15, so yeah, that's not good.
There are a lot of rumors swirling that there's this huge rift because I guess Ebony, like, there's a rip between Ebony and the cast, and Ebony has been saying stuff about the show. I have not followed any of it, to be honest. I've just been reading these rumors. And as a result, there's like the stalemate and they're scrambling to save the season. Although, like you said, it's episode 15. There's not much left. Oh, I'm sorry. My laptop just got very, very loud. And so there's all this talk, but I can't imagine that there's really that much of a rift with Ebony and Bravo because she was a co-host on Bravo chat room last night. If there was a real issue, they wouldn't put her on there. I wouldn't think. I mean, I have no idea what's going on.
Yeah, I don't either. But, you know, we need a reunion for this season.
We'll get one. We'll get one. Don't forget that Shaw's last season. Remember, Shaw's had a reunion that was like a month after the show wrapped. We had that. I mean, that was also due to COVID. You know, Atlanta's reunion last year was also delayed a few weeks. So it's going to happen. I'm just this person. You guys all know from listening all these years that, there's something that I love, I just like to clutch onto it and be optimistic about it and be like, no, it's great. And I'm just like, I have faith in New York, guys. I have faith.
Yep. Well, time will tell, everybody. In the meantime, that was mentally exhausting.
I know. Are you okay?
Also really fun laughing about it with you.
You gotta laugh. So everybody, you gotta laugh at these things. I'm sorry. You gotta laugh at these shows. Oh my God. They're so ridiculous. They are a showcase for awful behavior. And for sure, the awful behavior goes too far sometimes, and everyone has their different lines. And I totally think that everyone should if someone says that was too much for me and she should be gone, you know what? Like, I'm not going to fight you on that. But, you know, I think this show is bonkers.
Well, everybody, thank you so much for being here with us. We will be back tomorrow with some Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and later today we will be posting our Crappens on Demand video recap of the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City Season 2 trailer, okay? Which is bonkers. So if you want video recaps, just head over to patreon.com, sign up for the Crappens on Demand level, and we do one or two a week, usually two. And this week was Real Housewives of Potomac, and Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, guy. Thank you so much for being here, and we will talk to you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Dana C, Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay. She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino. Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nikki Morgan letters. The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Better Than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva. Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We will. Joanna Rockland, you.
My favorite Murdo. Karen McMurdo.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
The incredible edible Matthew sisters.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
She's cheese on a bagel. It's Megan Ragel.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel. Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.